Welcome to the Great Southern News. In Camp Coroner, Albany, Mr. Matthew Alsalamani was started partying at midnight. Mr. Lee Miller was overheard saying, "I'm so annoyed at Matthew for staying up at midnight making loud noises." Mr. James Kimball was quoted as saying, "Why did Matthew have to be so loud last night? I only got 4 hours of sleep."
Two days later, the same camp, Mr. Dornan, their teacher, Cap says both Mr. Abhinavratar and Sham Kanagalingam twice. This is what Mr. Abhinavratar said this afternoon. "I'm still wet from this morning." Mr. Sham Kanagalingam said very strong words about the scenario. "I'm not going to be able to wear my jacket for days."
Well, thank you for watching the Great Southern News.
Breaking news. The Year 6ers from All Saints College went on camp last week. They went to Camp Coroner in Albany. I spoke to a student who went to the camp, and her name is Alicia Gillett. Here's what she had to say about it.
"I loved camp. My favourite part was geocaching. It was so much fun. I was in a team of three with Samantha Shenton and Caitlin Brown. I held the Garmin tool, which tells you where to go. I went canoeing, and I was in a canoe with two other people, Caitlin Brown and Adiolu. At breakfast, lunch and dinner, we sat around circular table to discuss the day. It was a lot of fun. Mr. Zors caught a squid that was about 50 centimetres long. It was very big. We did fishing in partners, and I was with Annabelle Manessis. In the dorms, Caitlin Brown was snoring. I couldn't sleep for a bit, but she stopped, and then I got to sleep. Albany was cold in the mornings, but I wrapped up warm, and that was good enough for me. I liked all the people in my dorm. They were all very friendly. And I think that's all we have time for today. Thank you for that very informative report, Alicia. We all enjoyed it. Over to you now, Jackson. Thanks, Amber. Next week, we're having a report on the win of the cross-country All Saints College, and we will be speaking to the Cowan House captains of Ayodele and Alicia. Well, that's all, folks. Have a good night.
Visitors of the Michaelmas cabin were shocked to find the horrendous truth of the accursed dormitory.
Avery, the horrible event took place in Camp Corner, Albany, WA. Victims of the tragedy were driven completely insane. Group 6D, most of the boys in the Michaelmas cabin, were going canoeing along the coast, the shore of the river mouth. The innocent children were harmlessly intact and dry. They had a very uneasy feeling when Scotty suggested they play "Oh What a Feeling" Toyota.
"Yes, low pitch man." The people at the back, generally the strongest person in the boat, had to jump in the canoe.
"You can't be serious."
"I know. I was shocked too." The jump resulted in the children in the front two rows getting soaked in salty water. I guess that feeling was a cold slap of lake water to the face.
They also played Chasey.
Oh Lord, help them.
Dry clothes were lost, all at the cause of the menace, Mr. Dornan.
Spot him. Notify Cat News, and you will be compensated with a huge reward. Stay hygienic out there, everyone.
When a group of Year 6ers from All Saints College went on a camp, a series of interesting events took place.
These events included students of 16 falling asleep on the bus ride back to the whaling station, several students mentally breaking down after the screening of Bridgerton Amphitheatre, and a student who laughed so hard he cried.
On the way back from the Albany Railing Station, the class of 16 discovered that Cooper Hawley had fallen asleep on the bus. When he attempted to wake him up, Kellen Brown claims that his hair was really soft. A witness called Eva Texar claims in several camps she tried to wake him up in the deafening summer, but didn't succeed in waking him up.
On the last night of camp, students watched the movie Bridge to Terabithia. This movie made many students cry, showing how much the movie played with everyone's emotions. Caitlin Brown even cried herself to sleep.
During the newscasting activity, Josh Bovell laughed until he cried. Josh made a scene in the dining hall when James Kimball and Matthew were making a joke about him. We spoke to a witness, Toby Lando. He was quoted as saying that Josh looked like he was just in a traumatic event.
Well, that's it for today. Do you have some more bits to brighten up your day?
Boom, boom, shit, boom, boom.
Today we hear the story of the weirdest case of anxiety and how the Year 6ers from All Saints College broke the record for the weirdest case of anxiety.
Having been told the teachers were going to sort their dorms out, the students were both nervous and terrified of who they were going to get as roommates.
Most students report that their biggest worry is snoring, because, hey, who can sleep with some person snoring next to you?
Suffering from anxiety for a few minutes is bad, but a handful of dorm anxiety victims have been having the anxiety breakout over the weekend and on the six-hour bus ride.
The students were told that the teachers would choose their dorms a few days before they travelled to Albany.
A few lucky students were only affected from when the bus ride started, but I'm pretty sure 6 hours counts as serious anxiety.
After the long trip, all the students were exhausted and were getting very impatient to know who their roommates were going to be for the rest of camp.
As soon as the bus stopped, the students streamed off the bus, pushing to be the first one out, and then they fought their way to the veranda.
When everyone was sitting on the deck area, they were told a few hundred limitations before they heard the words they had been waiting to hear forever.
The dorm you are in!
The suspicion had been killing them, and now the truth would be revealed.
Rewind! That's all for now, folks. Stay tuned for more after the break.
That's a wrap!
Hi guys, it's Jane, Carl, and Josh reporting on the Year 6 Camp Corner investigation. Somehow in the Michaelmas dorm has made a royal mess with their items that they brought to camp. People in his dorm have been begging someone or him to even clean it up. Now to Josh to report on another problem on the Year 6 Camp investigation.
Detective Smith has discovered that someone in the Gull dorm has been snoring loudly. It was so loud that the people in the Michaelmas dorm were woken up by it in the middle of the night. Detective Smith still has not found any evidence for who it is. She has high suspicions that the snoring is not true, because once she woke up, the snoring stopped. Apparently, Caitlin Brown suspects this Detective Smith that was snoring, because once she woke up, the snoring stopped. However, Detective Smith promised that she would stay up all night to find the culprit. That night, it was so quiet you could even hear a pin drop, except for the fighting that was going on in the Michaelmas dorm. Now over to you, Carl, for another problem.
In Camp Quarnock, someone went crazy with the deodorant just to get all the girls around his dorm, but set the fire alarm off. The fire brigade came screaming around the corner at 100 kilometers per hour. They arrived at the camp in less than 2 minutes. They were looking through the camp, wondering where the fire is. Now someone has owned up and took the $200 fine. However, the good thing is that whoever went crazy with the deodorant, at least they'll smell good for about 3 days. Now I'll hand over to Jaden to wrap up.
So that's all for Camp Corner investigation. And that's a wrap.
Let's listen to it.
Annabelle and I are here with you today, reporting on the freezing water at Camp Quarnock, Albany. Year 6 students from All Saints College were made to stand in the cold water for over 1 hour when it was up to their knees while fishing. It became too much for one young boy who was found throwing up at 3 a.m. the day after canoeing. An 11-year-old girl developed a fear of the water and believed she would get hypothermia. Another girl from the same class reacted to the sudden plummet in temperature with red welts on both feet.
Teachers at the college were found guilty for making the children enter the water, with only one teacher actually went in the water himself.
Several students didn't turn up at school the following Monday, two of which were being examined by doctors for one of the worst cases of shivers to be discovered yet.
Such an event has never occurred before, and scientists are left studying why no other place in WA has experienced similar things.
Last night at 7 p.m. at Camp Coronup, one of All Saints College's students had a traumatic time. Other students hurried to the scene as Adeolu shrieked in agony.
Witnesses dialed 000 as fast as they could. As the paramedics arrived, Adeolu received treatment. Paramedics realized that there were no marks on her body, and Adeolu admitted that she overreacted to just a drop of water on her t-shirt.
We now have some additional information. Adeolu's parents were fined a whopping $800, and Adeolu was grounded for the rest of her life.
Good night, and remember to tune in tomorrow evening at